welcome back to my Be Brats and My Love Lies. If you're new here, welcome to Talk to Be the podcast. This is where we can be 100% ourselves. This is where we'll have one-on-ones. This is where we'll have life lessons. This is where we'll get a chance to reminisce and reflect back on the old times, whereas though I give throwbacks here, there, and almost every time I drop a podcast. Here is where I'm going to tell you the real, the tea, and I'm also going to give you a what to do next in situations where you feel like you don't know where to go next. This is where we get to be ourselves yet again. This is our calm after the storm. This is Talk to Be. Welcome back, Be Brats. I know lately I've been just talking, but I feel like I owe you guys that because it's been a minute. I think that you all agree to that. But furthermore, my Be Brats, I wanted to have a little story time, but a serious story time. I wanted to talk to you guys about toxic relationships. I wanted to talk to you guys about love that you think is love but can be lust. I wanted to talk to you guys about things that can look one way and be another, and red flags. Please understand the signs. Warning signs can be right in front of your face, and just because you love someone does not mean that they love you back the same way. Please understand this. You can save your own life and possibly others' lives if you do the same. Like, follow those steps, and please, please, please understand you are worthy. You are worth it. And if someone that's underneath you can't understand that about you, maybe you have to evolve away from them. Please understand this. Please understand this. I can't stress this enough. I can't stress this enough. Be Brats, please use your brain. To the littler ones, stay in school. And by little, I mean the teenage girls. The girls that I see on a daily basis and tell me stuff like, I listen to your podcast. If you listen to my podcast, keep listening. Go to school. Keep listening. Relationships, love, lust, feelings, all those things will be there. Honestly, they'll all be there. Your education, though, a steady paying job, though, a car that you want, a house that you want, those things are hard earned. Those things are hard earned. To the guys, too. I don't mean to just be talking. When I say to my Be Brats, I mean to the girls and guys. And I say that proudly because I have an army behind me. But I want you guys to understand that life isn't all about love. Life isn't all about material things. And life isn't telling you, life isn't all flowers and sunshine. Please do not ignore the signs. If someone hits you, someone disrespects you, or if someone even attempt to make a slur at you and you don't feel comfortable, don't ignore your gut. You get out of there, and you get out of there the best way you know how. I don't care if you have to wait until that person goes to sleep. You get out of there, and you don't fight demons with demons either. You let that guy, that girl, whoever, you let them deal with those demons alone. Because your situation is your situation and their situation is their situation. What they've been through before you, you cannot help. Stop trying to help the help and realize that you can become the help if you don't try to seek help and get out of that situation before it's too late. I'm telling you, Be Brats, learn from experience. Or you could be smarter than me and learn the first time someone tells you. Point blank, period. I give it to y'all raw and uncut because this is Talk to Be. Y'all are talking to me. Enjoy. To my Be Brats, we have special guests in the building. The gang is in the building. Don't quit, do it.
you know,
the babies is talking to y'all.
Everybody with me gotta eat.
Period. We all eating out here. That's what it's giving.
The energy. It's the energy. I can't. Everybody needs this energy.
Period.
You're circling around like this. What is you doing?
You're not doing nothing. That's hating material if you're not riding like this.
Yes.
Talk to them. You gotta talk to them. If you eating, you supposed to put your team on. That's the plan. As y'all can see, I have friends that are also in the game. I have friends that are also podcasters as well. Like, we take this job very, 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 very seriously. Because to me, y'all my little babies. Like, y'all the B-brats. Y'all been with me since I started. And this just the beginning. We ain't stopping here. So I want to show y'all and give y'all a little more insight on what it's like to really be a podcaster that's out there, that's doing it for not just the people, but for the culture too. Is that what we doing? The podcast? You say we doing the podcast, right? Ooh, is up?
Networking, not working.
What's your podcast name?
Pat Kings Presents Networking, Not Working.
Oh, Talk to B gave it to him. Y'all heard it here first.
Networking, not working.
And that's a wrap. I hope you guys caught on to the segment and the jewel droppers that I was giving today, because I know my B-brats really carry it for me. So I wanted y'all to see that I'm going to keep dropping flavors, because it's been some time now. I know I keep saying it, but it's been some time now and I miss my babies. So therefore, I have to really carry it. I have to really redeem myself. Today's lesson was really giving warning signs. I want my brats to understand that you guys are really, really worthy. You don't need someone who's simple-minded to make you feel less of a person because they're stuck in that mindset. That's not you. That's not what you need. That's not who you are. Another jewel dropper was, if you're networking and you're vibing and you're eating, make sure the ones that you came up with or the ones that helped you eat, make sure they eat with you too. I don't care if y'all don't speak no more. They ain't even got to eat at your table. Just make sure they eating too. It's not about them. It's about your karma. And I want my B-brats to be right. I want my B-navy to understand that this is for real. Like, and y'all better than that. Y'all better than being petty. Y'all better than being stubborn. We get to a coin. We understand each other. And we vibe. We figure out a way to make it work. It takes a village to raise a kid. And it takes a village to make sure we're all straight. And that's what we're here for. To talk it out. To figure it out. To help each other out. Be brats. Understand these things. I don't just be telling y'all stuff for no reason. I talk to y'all because I really love y'all. This is my support system, and we gonna carry it for each other every time. Speaking of which, until next time.